A controversy erupted this week over an event being held in Chandler next month, the Rockin' Taco Street Festival.
Why? Well, one of the events of the festival stood out to the Little People of America's Arizona chapter because of an offensive word used in its title, extreme midget wrestling.
The M word used there is offensive to the Little People community and promotes a negative stereotype, the group says. The National Center for Disability Journalism says the same, so we'll avoid using the word from here on out in the story. But we did want to talk more about why certain terms like this are so offensive, and for that we're joined by the show's Lauren Gilger.
So I got a hold of Phil Pangrazio with the disability advocacy organization Ability 360 to talk more about this. But first, we reached out to the city of Chandler about this particular event and the company that organized the event, HDE Agency. A representative for the city said that they're not the sponsor of the event and that they brought the Little People of America's concerns to the event organizers. Their representative told us that they didn't want to offend anyone and that they removed any references to the M-word from their marketing efforts and from their event website. So here's Pangrazio on why what we say, especially about people with disabilities, matters.
So many of the words that have been out there for decades and decades are based on negative stereotypes. They label people with disabilities, you know, things like handicapped or crippled or an invalid or confined to a wheelchair or wheelchair bound, you know, any of these kinds of words that, you know, they really label people with disabilities, but they kind of disempower folks with disabilities because sort of an enableism that people with disabilities kind of internalize and makes themselves feel inferior because of the labeling and the oppression that those kind of terms, you know, cast upon folks with disabilities.
Yeah, I wonder, when is it that these sorts of terms become something that is not acceptable anymore? Like, it seems like there's a spectrum of this, and at a certain point, everybody seems to accept, okay, we can't use this term anymore, but some of them are sort of in the middle. How do you make that clear to people, what's acceptable and what's not?
Well, we always, you know, we promote people-first language. And one thing about people-first language, meaning that you're a person first and that your disability is really just kind of what describes what you have. Like, I'm a quadriplegic, I have a spinal cord injury, but, you know, my name is Phil and I'm a person. So we really promote folks just using people-first language. He's a little person or he's a person of short, smaller stature. And an important aspect of this, too, is that, you know, we don't see people-first language as political correctness. You know, we see it as, you know, just really about respect and that, you know, people with disabilities don't want to be labeled and they don't want to be defined by their disability. You know, if you think of someone as a person, that's the best approach.
Yeah, that's interesting you point that out because I think a lot of this becomes a conversation about political correctness, right? And you're saying this is not the point.
It's not. It's just about respect. A person's self-image is so often tied to the words we use about them. And, you know, in order for someone to have a better self-image, you know, we need to kind of get rid of those really negative, stereotypical kind of words.
Yeah. Right. And like you said, the word is one thing, but I think many people would say that an event like this is problematic in itself. What would you say?
Well, I think why shouldn't they have a right to make a living doing that just like anybody else does? However, you know, I just think how it's being billed and sold is offensive, and I think most folks from the Little People community would find it to be offensive too. That's where it gets really difficult because I know it has quite a following. Yet, unfortunately, when they use the M word to describe the activity, it just really, it's shocking that we still are using that kind of terminology today.
All right. Phil Pangrazio is the president and CEO of Ability 360. Phil, thanks for coming on the show to talk about this.
My pleasure.